Tanaka delivers, 1-0. And that's hit in the right field fairly well. Going back on it is Beltran, looking up. See you later! Carlos Correa with his first home run of the year, and it ties the game at 2.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Carlos looking out over the plate and rode one the other way, and it got out of here quickly. How strong is this 21-year-old?
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody, ahead of the last game of this homestand against the New York Yankees, third game against them. And I'm joined by Carlos Correa, the shortstop for the Astros. And Carlos, first of all, how's your body feeling this first full season as a major leaguer and playing so many games? How's your body feeling right now?
Oh, my body's actually feeling great. You know, we just had the All-Star break not long ago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was a full recovery for your body. And, you know, I always try to take care of my body after the games and before the game, you know, going in the cold tub, in the hot tub, getting on the pumps and stuff like that to make sure I'm ready for the next day. So right now, my body feels great. We'll see next month how it feels.
And Altuve wants to stay in there every day. Do you feel pressure that you got to stay up with him?
Oh, yeah, I want to play every single game, you know. Yeah. When the manager tells me, when AJ tells me about a day off, I'm like, no, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. When he tells me about DH, I tell him, no, I want to play shortstop. So I want to be on the field every single day and help the team, you know, win every single day.
I just read an article about you, Carlos, and you were doing some great stuff in the community. And I spoke to Carlos Beltran yesterday for an interview, and he talked about how proud he was of you for what you're doing in the community. Can you tell the folks what you did just the other day for some kids and their sleep habits?
Yeah, it's called Restless for the Cause. We are, you know, partnering with a children's charity to provide beds to kids that don't have a bed to sleep in, that sleep on the floor, that sleep on couches, that literally are not in the comfort zone of having a good bed to sleep in every single night. So, you know, we're helping them get a better night's sleep every single night by providing them a bed and, you know, supply their needs.
I know for you personally, you love to help kids. How do you go about finding those charities that are close to your heart?
Well, my agency works on it. You know, I told them I wanted to work on something with kids, be able to help kids in the community in Houston. And, you know, they came up with that brilliant idea, and there was no way for me to say no. So, you know, I partnered with the children's charity in order to give those beds, those kids a better night's sleep.
Alex Bregman just got called up a couple of days ago. What was your advice to him when he got here? Because similar situations, a lot of fanfare coming up.
Yeah. I just tell him, go have fun out there. It's the same game. Yeah. It's the same game you've been playing since you were a little kid. Just a little faster, just a little bit. Yeah. You know, more professional, better players. You're playing against the best in the world. So you just got to go out there and have fun and show them what you got. And, you know, he's always a great player. Game he played, I was impressed with his defense. He played really good defense at third base. And, you know, obviously he's going to hit. He's got a great swing. Yep.
Carlos, you faced Masahiro Tanaka before. Very, very good pitcher, and you've had success. What's the key in your mind to getting good at bats against him?
Oh, just try to get a good pitcher hit. You know, he's obviously going to throw some soft stuff to get you to chase and get you to make soft contact. And you obviously got to be patient and wait for your pitch. And when you get your pitch, don't miss it.
There you go. That's Carlos Correa. Thanks for catching up, and keep it rolling.
Thank you.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 2011, the Pirates got plundered at Turner Field in Atlanta. Home plate umpire Jerry Meals called Michael McHenry safe at home to end the 19-inning game at 2:30 in the morning. The Buccos complained to the commissioner because replays showed that McHenry was tagged out 3 feet in front of home plate. Bud Selig ruled that the mistake was unintentional, and the Braves' win was confirmed. Still, the call made a big impression on Commissioner Selig. After watching replays of many missed calls during the next 2 years, Selig instituted a challenge system involving replays. This year, many calls have been reversed. But at 2:30 a.m. on this day in 2011, it was lights out for the Bucks.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Time now for the Manager Show. Presented by Waste Management, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. You know, Doug Fister, we've seen him be really reliable for this Astros team, has been the most reliable starting pitcher this year, but last night just wasn't his night.
Yeah, no, they got on him early and hunted fastballs early in the count. They put a lot of good swings on him, and he had a difficult time keeping base runners off the bases. And the big blow was the two-out triple to Hicks, and that chased him out of the game. But He crept up in the pitch count. He hung in there a little bit. He made some big pitches in the innings that he didn't give up runs, but it just wasn't his night.
Meanwhile, it was Marwin Gonzalez's night. Two homers, homered from both sides of the plate. First time he's had two homers in the same game. And, I mean, we continue to see. We saw it last year, what Marwin can do, both with his versatility on the field and at the plate, and we're seeing it again this year.
Yeah, he's very underrated, more so in the fact that I can move him around the field, and I haven't had to do that as much this year. He's taken over the first base job for the most part, and it's good to see somebody under the radar. You know, he doesn't get the fame of Altuve and Correa and Springer and now Bregman, and Marwin just continues to be productive. And the more that I can move him around, the switch hit component plays into a lot of different matchups. He's just a key cog in our lineup.
Yeah, Tony Sipp pitched the eighth inning, gave up a couple of hits, but struck out the side. One of the stronger outings we've seen from Sipp of late, who was going through a bit of a rough patch.
Yeah, we need him, and I'm going to keep putting him in there to try to get him back on track to where I can bring him in higher leverage, more important roles that he's been in before. So clean innings is what you look for, and it might just be a scoreless inning like yesterday that catapults him forward. We obviously like to see him be a little bit better against left-handed hitters so that I can match him up, but when he hadn't walked up the mound in a while, feeling very good about the end result. I didn't have to go out and get him in the middle of the inning. That's big. And even veteran pitchers like him who've had their run of success need some successful outings when they're struggling.
Luis Valbuena left the game in the second inning, running down to first base, hurting his right hamstring. Not in the lineup today. What's his status?
Yeah, we're hopeful it looked worse than it really is. He's sore and he's getting checked out by the doctors and making sure that it's nothing more serious. But he walked out of here last night without a limp. He'll move around and get a ton of treatment today. It's right behind his back, his right knee, so it's his lower hamstring area. He'll be sore for a couple days. We have the off day tomorrow. It's a no-brainer, obviously, to not push him today. I'll try to reevaluate him on a day-to-day basis.
Meanwhile, Jason Castro got his first professional appearance at first base. Looked pretty good over there. You might have another first baseman on this team.
1-1. Rounded up the first baseline, diving grab by Castro. Thought about going to second, but instead will race to first and get the out there. Nice play by Castro, stretching as far as he could to his left. And there is one out with two in scoring position.
Now that was a heck of a play. He had to range, and he saved double or extra bases on that play, saving Doug Fisher in the meanwhile, and made a nice decision just to get that sure out at first.
First professional appearance at first base for Castro.
Yeah, no, he had to go back to his spring training days, I think in 12 and 13, and even some college days where he always put the catcher with a first base glove on his hand and think he can go stand over there. He made a nice play on a double play or near double play. He fielded a ball down the line. When you get in that situation where you have to put a guy out of position, you just don't want him to make a mistake, or you don't want him to be in the middle of the most important play of the game. So He manned it for the while. We had Bregman as a DH, so it was hard to take that away from us. But he'll see limited time, if any, at first base.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
That's drilled. Deep left field. Going back is Gardner, and he'll watch that one go. Into the Landry's Crawford boxes. Marwin Gonzalez puts the Astros up 1-0. Pitch on the way. And Gonzalez rips this one deep to right field. Hicks is going back at the wall. Leaves, and that's gone. Second home run of the game for Marwin Gonzalez, and it's 6-3 Yankees.
That's one from each side of the plate for Marwin Gonzalez. Now double digits in home runs for the Astros. Here's Gattis, takes the first pitch a little bit low, 1-0. 91 miles per hour on the fastball from Sabathia. Maybe the baggiest uniform in the major leagues, CC Sabathia.
I'd go with that, certainly for pitchers.
Pajama bottoms, really. There's a slider, and Gattis is able to check his swing. They check with the first base umpire. So it's a two-ball, no-strike count now to Evan.
I mean, you're already using quite a bit of fabric.
Yeah, you could pitch a tent with the top.
I mean, 6'8", 300 pounds. So you're already using quite a bit of fabric, even without the bagginess.
That is baggy. That looks like MC Hammer's pants from Can't Touch This.
Marwin taking his time, getting back in the box. He's ready. Two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Gonzalez strikes out on the slider, and that is the ball game. The New York Yankees have taken the first two games of this three-game series, defeating the Houston Astros tonight 6-3.
Well, it's another good effort, a little bit of a case of too little, too late, though, for the Astros.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.